Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, I challenged Tom Vrilloch to a wizard off. Now, what is a wizard off? That's when we go into a room and shoot lightning bolts at each other to see who dominates. Just kidding. All right. Not quite. Not quite that dramatic. That's how it works in the movies. No, this is a real wizard off, and you will see what that means soon. You know, Tom Vrilloch is the inventor of the miraculous prayer board. You can learn more about that in my online curiosity shop. He and I have been friends for years now, and he is one of the stars of the short film I created called Wishmasters. That movie is only 16 minutes long, and you can watch it for free right now by visiting wishmastersmovie.com. Again, that's wishmastersmovie.com. Tom produced a deluge of curiosity by always wearing a mask, kind of like a Darth Vader helmet. And he has finally decided to occasionally let people see what he looks like without the mask. We'll dig into his psyche in a minute, but he is an artist and an author and a man who practices magic with a K. Okay, so that means I'm not talking about stage magician tricks. I'm talking about a real manifester, a real magician. His website is vrilloch.com. That's spelled V-R-I-L-O-C-K. Vrilloch.com. And I knew at some point he had to come onto this podcast. So here it is, a treat for you. Here is my interview with the man, the myth, the legend, the mystery, Mr. Tom Vrilloch. Tom Vrilloch, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joshua, how you doing?
I am doing very well, and I'm excited because a lot of people are going to be interested in the work that you are doing. I have interviewed you before on my podcast, Joshua P. Warren Daily, and on camera for the short film called Wishmasters, and you always attracted a lot of curiosity in particular because you wore a mask. And yet recently you have finally begun showing your face. Why did you wear the mask and why are you showing your face now?
Well, originally I wore the mask as sort of like a Batman kind of elemental character. And I wanted to bring fun and in a way that people could understand psionics, which can be sometimes a complicated area of magic and manifestation. And I thought, you know, what a better way to do it than approaching this subject that maybe not too many people know a whole lot about, and it can be a little intimidating, but approach it with, you know, like in a fantasy sort of approach. And, you know, we've all heard of Batman, Darth Vader, and the mask sort of resembles either one of those. I think I started taking the mask off at some point because I also wanted to approach people with, you know, I am a real person teaching an actual art form. And, you know, I was a fan of the late Sir Christopher Lee. And he talked a lot about, you know, when he first got into those Hammer horror films, you know, he was the Frankenstein, the Dracula. And then everybody wanted to know, oh, what's he really look like? Who is this guy? And, you know, once he decided to show his face, that kind of opened up the doors to doing other things. And I'm interested in doing a lot of different things. So I think that really wraps up the whole mask thing.
You've taken always a very artistic approach toward educating people, and that's why you have basically comics and great illustrations that sort of dramatize what radionics and psionics is all about. And so before we get more into all of that, just let's give everybody the basics. Where are you from and where are you now?
Well, I was born actually Thomas Walton in Southern California in the very early 1970s. And my background is really, you know, it began for me the journey into the mysterious probably in around 1980 or 1981 when I moved overseas to attend an international school in Saudi Arabia in the city of Riyadh. And that's where I encountered some things that I might get into later on the program. The, you know, things like the djinn, the desert genie, and so on. I discovered psionics probably, I think, in 1989 when I read a book on the subject, and that really rang a bell with me. It was in about 1992 that I became the first student of Charles Cosimano, who's known as the godfather of psionics. And he actually took that whole sci-fi genre and put it into an actual art form. Prior to that, it was known as radionics. In 2000, I worked and studied to become an engineering technical writer. And then in about 2009, I again moved abroad, but this time I lived in Japan for several years where I studied culture, farming, land restoration. I taught English as a second language and Buddhism, meditation in a Buddhist temple. It was in 2010 that I took the name Verloc as a magical name. And I know a lot of people always ask me, what does Verloc mean? And it roughly transliterates to life force magic. Well, according to Vrillology's spiritual leader, Mr. Robert Blumetti, who says Vril means life force of the gods. But for me, the name Verloc is more of a fantasy name that was possibly came to me out of the influence of certain fantasy characters from some old sci-fi animations like Zandar the Barbarian or the film Fire and Ice. Now, in the year 2021, here we are, and I'm currently hosting a couple of podcasts, managing a club and club memberships for a psionic magic lifestyle philosophy and methodology program. And right now, my latest work includes an upcoming beginner's academy for people who know very little about psionics.
What is magic?
Well, magic is basically the application of will to change conformity and reality to something else, which would be the will of the person doing the magic. It's an art. Magic is imagination. It is applied imagination. And most of us have, I would say we all have magical ability to some degree. It's just that once we learn to emphasize the will and focus a little stronger on our imagination, then we start to see the manifestation process happen for us.
You mentioned the djinn and genies, and I do receive emails from time to time from people who say, I think I've encountered one of these things, and they are confused or troubled. Help us put that into context. What are these things called, the djinn or genies?
Well, no one really knows. The only thing I can possibly say is each person needs to come to a conclusion themselves as to what these invisible things are, until one day science and technology can prove without a shadow of a doubt what it is that we're dealing with.
So what encounters have you had?
Well, it started in early childhood. I had a series of paranormal and supernatural events, extrasensory perception experiences, such as seeing snippets of the future. And like I said, a smattering of poltergeist activity around me, lights going off and on, doors slamming, hearing sounds of someone being there when you could actually not see anybody being there. And this started for me very early on. And sort of when I went abroad to Saudi Arabia, this exploded exponentially for me, where I had a perchance encounter with what I could only call like a caravan of wandering spirits, what people might consider to be the djinn.
It's time for a break. When we come back, you will hear about Tom's close encounter with the djinn and how it was a life-altering experience for him. You know, I have some amazing news that I'm going to be sharing with you in the near future, but I can't talk about everything on this podcast. That's why I have my free e-newsletter, and it takes 2 seconds to sign up. You'll also immediately receive some great free digital gifts from me that will give you some good luck and change your life and make your life magical. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com. Just put your email address there into the little submission box, hit the button, boom. Instantly, you will see the goodies I have in store for you. There is no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com. That's my name, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At ParanormalDate.com, you meet the most fantastic people.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. What brings you here?
Yeah, I'm here to meet someone who understands me.
How so?
Well, I'm into UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, that kind of stuff. But can't seem to find anyone who gets it.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Tom. I gotta go.
Okay, guess that's not your cup of tea. You sure?
Very. Good luck with that.
I can't meet anyone when I'm out, and I really can't find a website for my unique interests. What is one to do?
Have you thought about ParanormalDate.com?
Who are you?
I'm a paranormal matchmaker, and it's ParanormalDate.com. It's a website for people looking for people like them. Stuff you like, remember?
Interesting. I'll give it a try.
Well, let's try this again.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hey, I'm Deb. Your profile on ParanormalDate.com looked very interesting. So you really saw a UFO?
Well, yeah. It was so intense, but not as intense as meeting you.
You're an alien chasing flirt, but I kind of like it.
Wow, this ParanormalDate.com thing really works.
Maybe ParanormalDate.com is for you. People with an interest in things they hear on George's show find their match daily. So if you're looking for that special someone with an interest in UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and, of course, the paranormal, come to the dating site inspired by George Norrie. It's always free to search, and if you decide to upgrade to our amazing new features, use promo code George for a great discount. ParanormalDate.com. You are not alone.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
To Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And now, let's get back to Tom Vrilok's close encounter with the spirits.
And for me, it happened when I wandered off from our camp. We were out just camping during the day in the desert. And I wandered off over these red dunes, and I found a clearing. And I sat on a rock, And it was really peaceful and quiet. And for one moment, it felt as if a hand reached down from the sun and touched me on the crown of my head. And I thought, you know, what's this? I think I was about 8 years old at the time. And next thing I know, I could hear the voices of children. And when I looked around, there were these little dust devils, you know, coming around. And I heard a voice say, over here. So I look over towards the horizon, and there's this colossal dust devil coming. So being a kid, I ran out in front of that colossal dust devil, and I thought, I am not afraid of this thing. I'm going to stand right here. I was hit by this colossal dust devil, and I felt all this static energy charge up around me. And after that point, I started to feel more intuitive. My experiences of seeing snippets of the future, precognition, knowing what people were thinking around me, this started to expand for me quite a bit. So I don't know. I was in a magical land. And later when I went to Japan, similar events started to happen for me.
Well, okay, let's talk a little bit about your club. Okay, your club is a very popular place, and people from all over the world, they join the club, and you work together on collective consciousness experiments. When someone joins your club, what does that person experience?
Well, the first thing we have when someone joins the club is I have a letter that is emailed to them so that they know exactly what to expect and how to navigate the club. So we have an orientation letter that is emailed to this person, and they stay in touch with us through a newsletter. And I also have a private club messaging system, which I answer, you know, within 72 hours at the most, usually within a couple of hours, I answer my club members their questions. So each week we have a certain number of postings in the club, which could be audio lectures. Sometimes these are videos, and sometimes documents as well. And there's a beginner's page for anyone who's new to psionics or radionics, so that they can, a beginner can go to that beginner's page and see what it is that they might have missed before. There's a private club shop for discounts, whereas in my public shop, it's a little more expensive. And then there's also something that we call a projects page. And that's really the fun component of the club, because whatever people learn in the club, there's a projects page where people can go and test out what they've learned.
So give me an example of something amazing you have achieved using magic.
Oh, wow. You know, that's the thing. At first, for people, it might be something very, very small and like coincidence. And people will say to themselves, did I do that? Was that me? Was that this magic working? And the answer is yes. Well, it's you and the universe working together to accomplish certain goals. Now, as for myself, having been working at psionics for about 35 years, I've been involved in meditation for about 40 years, I have been able to accomplish some things that are very spectacular. And I don't expect for most people to do super incredible things at first. We start very small. But for me, I've been able to stop, in some occasions, super typhoons from hitting largely populated areas. We've even dissolved some typhoons. We've stopped about 40 plus typhoons, including myself on solo projects, my wife and I, and then with club members, we've worked on trying to protect the coastline from storms, bring rain in to put out fires. I worked on a project to help Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness Radio, with his daughter who had become very ill. And a lot of other people contributed to that as well. I used my prayer board, and miraculously, she was she was well and only had to stay in the hospital one more night. She was released. We did a big project with you, Joshua, where you had to move your museum halfway across the country.
Across the country.
Yeah. And I mean, it went, you know yourself, it went smooth, cost effective. Nothing was broken. And you found a spot for it, you know. So, I mean, Imagic can do some really amazing things. And the key is that Psionics makes it so much easier that you don't have to be a master magician to get started using Psionics, you know.
When I had to move my museum, literally from North Carolina to Nevada, you know, pretty much across the country, there were so many moving parts and there were so many things that could have gone wrong. I definitely asked you and your club members to help me, and I'm telling you, things happened that just weren't supposed to happen that made that work out. I mean, we had a storage unit, and everybody said there's no way all this stuff is going to fit, you know, in this storage unit, and boy, it fit so perfectly. You could not have squeezed a thumbtack in there but it was just, you know, everything worked out great. You are the inventor of the Miraculous Prayer Board. What led you to create the Miraculous Prayer Board?
Well, it was during my 7-year stay in Japan that I crafted the first, what I called the Psionic Hexagram Board. That is currently sitting in a temple right now in Japan as we speak, the first prayer board. And that I had made with this beautiful magenta color and gold wiring. And the gold is significant, actually, because of how I discovered this instrument. I had a visitation from an entity of some kind, perhaps a interdimensional. It was a being of light, and I can only describe her as the Golden Lady. And her ability that she showed me was being able to hold back these huge tidal waves and tsunamis. But what was communicated to me is, like most higher level beings that exist in, I don't know, parallel realities above our own physical world, they cannot maintain protection over areas targeted by dark sorcery, which certainly that did happen while I was in Japan. Super science weaponry. We all, you know, we have our suspicion about DEWs, direct energy weapons, and so on. And they can, these entities can only protect areas for a short period of time. Thus, for some reason, I was gifted into my heart chakra this energy that flowed into me from what I can only call is this Golden Lady. And this is the third time in my life that an entity came to me and funneled in this energy into my heart chakra. And so this energy I infused into a touch instrument, and I'd had visions of this hexagram. So I gave it a test and put together the Miraculous Prayer Board, which I called the Hexagram Board at that time. And I found that it was effective against 40 super typhoons, telluric disruptions or earth energy disruptions, earthquakes, and working miracles for other people. That's something that's kind of uncommon, actually, working miracles for other people in radionics and psionics activities. But this prayer board really makes that possible.
You know, Tom, you and I have become really good friends over quite a few years now. And I've always admired your magical prowess. So I came up with an idea for a little game. I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
A little challenge.
Ah.
I realize that magic does not work that well with gambling systems most of the time. But just for fun, since I'm in Las Vegas, I want to challenge you to the first ever Wizard Off. Okay, it's time for us to pause and take a break. And when we come back, I will explain to Tom what a Wizard Off is.
because this is just something I came up with. So he's sitting there like, what is this crazy guy talking about? And then once we start actually discussing it, I must confess, it started to kind of get a little bit out of hand. And we may have gone a little too far with this, but we both love magic and manifestation. And he's been doing it a long time, and I've been doing it a long time. And we might be setting a precedent here for a new Olympic sport. You will understand everything when we come back, and you will see why that this is such a fun experiment and exercise. Well, certainly for the two of us. Hopefully you'll enjoy being a fly on the wall. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back right after this.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now? Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
As we age, cells break down on women and men, causing fine lines, wrinkles, bags under the eyes, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Now, Dr. Newman's stem cell-based Lumines products at a newly reduced price will help you return to a youthful vitality and radiance. Dr. Newman, how does Lumines help revitalize your skin and prevent sagging and wrinkles in the skin?
I created the Lumines skincare line to address all the problems that we have with our skin, from around the eyes where we get the sagginess and the bags and the crepiness on the neck, even the lines that we get around the eyes and the droopiness around the forehead. All of these things can be treated with the Lumina Skin Care line because our products are made to work synergistically to improve the skin on the face, on the neck. You can even use it on the hands and the décolleté, which is the area where we get a lot of sun on the chest. And you will see improvement in these areas. The Luminous Serum is the powerhouse of the product line. It has the most amount of APT200, which is the stem cell factor to improve the skin. The Luminous Serum, you can put it all over the face and neck to improve the lines and the tightness. You can even put it on the upper eyelid and lower eyelid to improve the sagginess of the neck as well.
Thank you, Dr. Newman. We've had such an amazing response to Luminous Serum with the highest amount of APT200 that we've reduced the price over 33%. Or try the Luminous Serum for only $19.99 with our postage paid starter kit. Visit healthylooking.com. That's healthylooking.com or by phone at 800-604-3129. Luminous for women and men. Luminous, not available in stores. 800-604-3129 or healthylooking.com.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost, thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can help detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in your way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And here I am explaining the setup of a Wizard Off Challenge. A Wizard Off Challenge between myself and Tom Vrilock. Enjoy. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. I'm thinking, why don't we plan a time, like a specific time, for me to go to a roulette wheel? And when you go to a roulette wheel, you have an almost 50-50 chance that the ball is either going to land on black or red. So why don't I try to make the ball land on red and you try to make it land on black, which is fitting given the motif that the kind of Darth Vader impression that, that your mask is given.
Oh, I love it.
So I try to make it land on red. You try to make it land on black, and whoever wins pays the other one, well, let me put it this way. Whoever loses, I should say, pays the other person $1,000. What do you say?
Just $1,000.
$1,000.
Joshua, come on. How about $5,000? $10,000?
You want to do $10,000?
I can do $10,000.
Well, you know what? If we're going to do it, why don't we, go for it? Let's go for $50,000. Can you do 50 grand?
Well, are you really up to this, Joshua?
Well, I feel confident that I can make the ball land where I want it to, but it's a great exercise for both of us. 50 grand work for you?
Well, then, let's go for a whopping 100 grand. Are you game?
Okay.
I mean it.
Okay.
100 grand.
All right. $100,000.
on one spin of the roulette wheel.
Well, you know it's going to hit black.
I should start setting the money aside now in an escrow.
That's right.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Let's just stop right there. I think that's ridiculous enough. So let's make a $100,000 bet. Between now and when I do the next podcast, you and I are going to agree on a time, and I'm going to go to a casino and I'm going to spin that thing. And if it's red, you owe me $100,000. And if it's black, I owe you $100,000. Deal?
Deal. Absolutely.
Okay. Wizard off, folks. Wizard off. And on the next podcast, I will tell everybody what happens. See, this is why it's great to have friends who are magicians.
You know? So they can rob you of your money.
So I want everybody to tune in for the next show to see what happens. And it would be interesting, wouldn't it, Tom, to see if more people start trying to do this kind of thing and have fun with this and challenge each other if we kind of set a precedent here, right? But look, Tom, unfortunately, the clock has almost got us. So I want to give you the floor, and I want you to just tell everyone how to learn more about you and your work and how to join your club and anything else that you want people to know. Like I say, the floor is yours.
Well, we do so many fun projects in the club. That's the place to be if you really want to get into psionics. Some humorous projects such as influencing is one of my favorites. Software publishers to create remakes of classic old school video games on some of the new iOS and Android apps. I love doing that. I've had some good success at it. Games like Sword of Fargo were not, they were old 1980s computer games, and we were able to get those to manifest as app games. And a number of other projects that are more serious, of course, where we work with helping people who maybe need a little bit more money, romance. I mean, that's what else is there in life besides life, love, and happiness, right? Everybody wants a little more of these things. And so we'll work on projects like that as well. And I think that.
And your website is?
My website is, the main public website is vrilok.com. That's VRILOCK.com. And my club is vrilok.club. Well, I want to encourage everyone who's new to magic not to be afraid to learn it. And if you join me in my club, excellent. We look forward to having you there. And if you just want to follow along and subscribe to the newsletter, go to vrilok.com and scroll down the page and click the subscribe button. We'll be glad to have you with us. And keep the magic high.
Yes, keep the magic high. That is Tom Vrilok's motto, and I like it. High vibration, high-minded. That's how you get somewhere. That's how you make some progress. And again, I hope that you will go and visit his website, vrilok.com, V-R-I-L-O-C-K.com. Thank you for being on the show, Tom. And yes, we are going to have our wizard off, and I'll let you know on the next edition of this program what happened. Who do you think is going to win the wizard off? Me or the great Tom Vrilok? This is going to be fun, huh? Hey, listen, this is something kind of interesting. I bet you didn't know this. Okay. Tom and his wife, Kay, have visited me and Lauren a couple of times here in Las Vegas. And the last time they were here, I think, was last year. And Lauren and I took them to Boulder City, Nevada. Now, when you are right here, like in the middle of the Vegas Strip, and I can look out my window right now and I can see the Vegas Strip. When you're on the Strip, you kind of feel like that you are in the middle of a big movie set. You know, it's all just artificial, giant glamour and lights.
But if you go 30 minutes away, there is this little town called Boulder City that was built primarily to house the workers who created what we now call the Hoover Dam. They used to call it the Boulder Dam. And Boulder City is, it feels like a whole different world. It seems like a normal, quaint, sort of all-American traditional town. You could shoot a Hallmark movie there. There's a little historic district that you can walk around. And, it's just a beautiful little place. And to show you how different the Boulder City is from Las Vegas, they do not allow gambling in Boulder City. So that's a big statement. And it is kind of nice to get away from the gambling vibe and be, you know, again, back into more of a normal place. This is, for example, where Lauren and I went last Halloween, to spend Halloween because it's like you have kids running around trick or treating and there are bands playing and it's just more like a normal experience. And yet Boulder City has all of this really weird stuff that you would never expect. For example, there is a monster museum there. Tom Devlin's Monster Museum. This guy, who is a famous special effects artist, has created a museum there that you can walk through and you can see all of these life-size, you know, representations of classic movie monsters and more modern movie monsters and some of his own original stuff. There is a UFO shop there, that's devoted to just, you know, flying saucers and Area 51 and conspiracies. And, you know, I think a lot of people call it Area 52. That's there. You have a metaphysical shop there, which has all kinds of interesting gemstones and like a salt room you can go in and rejuvenate in. There are lots of antique stores. There is, you have like little, all kinds of cool little bars, and there's like a wine shop that has cheese and charcuterie place. It's just, you know, it's just a really cool little town, but I did not know until, just a couple months ago, that every single time you see a Zoltar machine. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? A Zoltar machine? These are these automatons. And it's sort of like a big case and you walk up and there's a robot inside and he's a fortune teller. And you put a dollar in there and he, you know, he'll move around and he'll say something to you and then spit out a little ticket. A little yellow ticket that says Zoltar speaks. Every time you see one of those things, those are all made in Boulder City, Nevada, by this company called Characters Unlimited. And Zoltar became extremely popular in, I think, 1988 when the movie Big came out with Tom Hanks, because, and it's been a while since I've seen that movie, but basically, you know, the kid has this interaction with the Zoltar machine. And that leads to his wish being granted to become an adult, and hilarity ensues. So all those machines all over the world, these Zoltar machines, all are made right there in Boulder City, Nevada. And they make a lot of other interesting automatons. They've been doing this for decades. And even though automatons have been around since, you know, like this kind of thing, since the late 1800s, these are the best, the Zoltars. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Zoltar machines, and I have some emails to share with you. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now? Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
If you feel stressed, suffer from fatigue, moodier than usual, or would like to fall asleep easier and sleep more soundly while losing weight, do we have something for you? Accelerate and Elevate. I take Elevate performance supplement in the morning for energy and laser focus for work. Then before bed, I take Accelerate, weight management and sleep combo. And indeed, I now sleep soundly through the night. Plus, I'm losing weight. It's amazing.
I've maybe gotten 4 to 5 hours of sleep max a night. I'm sleeping between 6 and 7. I wake up to use the bathroom, but I go right back to sleep, which has never happened before, which is pretty awesome.
I notice a higher level of happiness. I also noticed that I wasn't taking naps. I had more energy. I was more in the moment with my kids. Like, we were laughing more. We were more excited. Every single person needs to feel this.
I lost 10 pounds and 5.5 inches off my waist, and I'm so proud of myself. It gives you energy. It helps you sleep better. It just works. I stand by it 100%.
I was on a handful of medications to help me sleep, to help me be happy, tons of therapy. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. I've lost some pounds, inches mainly. My family has me back.
Try Accelerate and Elevate, discounted for listeners to the show. Plus further discounts with the George Power Pack, including a free gift. Learn more and order now at our website, energyfocussleep.com. That's energyfocussleep.com. Or 800-394-9930. So jump on the path now to all-day energy, better sleep, and weight loss with Accelerate and Elevate. EnergyFocusSleep.com, EnergyFocusSleep.com, or 800-394-9930.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I really do need a Zoltar machine in my living room, don't you think? Wouldn't that just make sense? Wouldn't that just feel right for me to have a Zoltar machine? They're so popular. My sister is a huge Zoltar fan. As a matter of fact, when she was here recently, she went to Boulder City and bought a Zoltar t-shirt. And, you know, of course, when you go up to the Zoltar machine, you put, you know, maybe a dollar in. I think that's about the average price. And Zoltar spits out this yellow ticket that says Zoltar Speaks. I have one in my hand right now that I got recently. And on the back, it says Your Fortune. And it has a little picture. And I'll give you an example of sort of what it says in case you've never seen something like this. It's pretty generic, you know. But it says, yes, you've been up against it at times, and fate has been at the bottom of it all. Now you can look ahead to better times. You will dream about sun, and that will be the beginning of a bright future. You are a very sincere individual and like to be surrounded by your good friends, etc. And then it has, you know, some lucky numbers. And it says right here, characters unlimited, Boulder City, Nevada. Well, I don't know if I'm going to purchase a Zoltar machine, but I do think I need to go to the Zoltar factory and bring my audio recorder and do a field report. Would you find that interesting? You know, if I went into a place where they're making automatons and got this kind of quirky story. But let me ask you a question. How much do you think it would cost you to buy one of those things? So let's say you have a gas station or something like that, and you want to have a Zoltar machine sitting there. And you're wanting people to be, you know, pumping dollar bills into this thing. How much money do you think a Zoltar machine would run you? Well, I got online and I went to their website, and it is my understanding that their most affordable model costs $6,800. Now, granted, this is a complex piece of well-made machinery. But I was thinking, wow, $6,800. If you were a business person, that means you've got to have 6,800 people putting a dollar in that thing just to get your money back. But even then, you know, you're spending money for the tickets. So I don't know how much they cost, but I'm going to say, like, you need 7,000 people to come up and put a dollar in this thing until you start making profits. So, you know, if you're going to do that, you really need a high traffic area, I guess. And a lot of people who are very open to having their fortune told. So that's just kind of a funny little thing to think about. You probably never thought about that before, huh? Okay, let's go to some of my emails to see what some of you are thinking about. And I have two emails that just came in about my Bad Buster, the psionic dematerializer. They're almost sold out. As a matter of fact, by now they may be sold out. But I do sell these in my curiosity shop, the psionic dematerializer. This is something I invented. And the common name is the Bad Buster. And this came from Amanda, and she says, Bad Buster, good news. She wrote, Joshua, I have written before about my good luck with the Bad Buster, and now I have even more! Exclamation point. I set it at the end of March to get rid of my credit card debt. Recently, I came into unexpected money and was able to pay off everything in full. What a wonderful feeling! Exclamation point. Thanks, Amanda. Well, thank you for that report, Amanda. You know, see, people wonder why that I put these products out there, and it's because I get this kind of feedback every day. Here's another one. This came from Brett. And this is kind of an odd one. He said, my next door neighbor's pool was green for like a year. I wrote, quote, my neighbor's green pool and put it into the psionic dematerializer. About 3 to 4 days later, they drained the whole pool and now it is a beautiful blue. Thank you, Brett. And he put a big old smiley face there. You see, like, you can start getting creative with this stuff. It doesn't always have to be life-altering decisions. You can just tweak things in your life just a little bit. How does it work? Who cares if we don't know how it works? Just, you know, experiment. That's what all this is. It's experimentation. But here's something about pools that you might find interesting, especially since I'm sure many of you are listening to this podcast in the middle of a summer heat. Here in Las Vegas, for example, there are a lot of very rich people. And, you know, you have a lot of celebrities and, you know, people in show business. It's a famous town. And some of these people, they go out and they buy these mansions and they install some big, glorious swimming pool. And then, I'm sure they, you know, have a party once in a while, but most of the time that swimming pool is just sitting there unused. And some of these are pools that would make Hugh Hefner green with envy, you know, the grottos and the waterfalls and all that kind of thing. And so there is this new service, and I'm not being paid to say this to you. This is not a sponsorship. I'm just telling you, there's this service that I discovered called Swimply. I actually first heard about this on Shark Tank, which is one of my favorite TV shows. Swimply, and basically it's like an Airbnb, but for swimming pools. So if you have a swimming pool and you're not using it, then you can go and rent it out by the hour to people through this website called Swimply. And so Lauren and I, we have taken advantage of this. And so we'll get on there and we'll be like, oh, this looks like a cool pool. And it could be anywhere from, I don't know, like $30 an hour up to like $100 per hour. But you have the whole pool to yourself. You're going to somebody's house and you are using that person's pool. And the last time we did it, the woman who had the pool, she texted me when we were on the way there, and she said, hey, you want some margaritas? I'll sell you a margarita for $5. Oh, yeah, sure, have some margaritas ready. I mean, it's like, so you show up at this stranger's house, which I know it sounds kind of weird, but it always works out just fine. And they have different arrangements for bathrooms and changing rooms and that kind of thing. But yeah, you go to this person's house and then, you just enjoy their pool for how many hours you've rented it. And then you go home and everybody's happy. So this is just something that you can keep in mind. If you're the type of person like me, like I live in the desert, but I miss the water. I really miss being in Puerto Rico when I could snorkel and scuba dive all the time. I had a lot of great time there, many good years. And but right now I'm working here in Las Vegas, and this is where I intend to be for quite a while. But just wanted to let you know, in case that's of interest to you, Swimply, S-W-I-M-P-L-Y, Swimply.com, and you can go and look and see if there are any pools that you could rent in your area. But, you know, Nevada is a very interesting and mystical and strange place. They call this the battle-born state because it became a part of the Union during the Civil War. And on October 31st, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of paranormal activity here, and I'm studying a lot of it. I think there's no, it's no coincidence that a lot of the UFO activity is happening here. There are many, many haunted places. There are monsters. There are time warps. I mean, I'm really making the most of my time here in the desert, because when I was in Puerto Rico, in this aquatic environment, I was researching the Bermuda Triangle. Well, now I'm researching kind of its counterpart, what they call the Nevada Triangle, which has a lot of strange stuff happening. And I'll tell you more about that in the near future. But anyway, we are out of time. So that means it's time for you to kick back, relax, take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes and enjoy the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.